You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 178. And today I want to shine a light on the entrepreneur's scarcity blind spot. This is where you think you have prosperity mindset, but really you've got scarcity driving your decisions. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Profit Amplifier, Melanie Benson here, host of your show. And I want to talk today about scarcity mindset and how oftentimes it's lurking in your blind spot. You literally think you've done the mindset work. You think you've got a lot of great things going on, and you probably do. But there are four little shadow thought processes, we might call them, that are actually scarcity thinking that are lurking around in your decision making and the way you're seeing opportunity. And it's actually working against you and holding you back. Some of these are ones that I've had to look at over the years, even when I thought I had really done the work and gotten my mindset in a whole better place. And I realized, oh my goodness, look at this thinking that's coming up and limiting me. And so I want to tackle them today, not to make you wrong in any way, shape, or form if you recognize this. It's never my intention, but to actually reveal a deeper opportunity to upgrade your thinking, to upgrade your way of being, so that you can be in flow at times when things are a little crazy and at good times too. I want to share a resource with you before we get into these four scarcity mindsets. Because sometimes I think strategy can help improve your thinking, like if you know what to do. And I know a lot of my clients that come into my different programs, like my Amplify Mastermind or my Get Magnetic Messaging, they start with, Melanie, how, you know, like I feel like I'm doing all the right things, but nothing's seeming to work. And that's because they haven't really built up the amplifying muscle. And amplifying is basically a way of taking small strategy shifts and applying them to your visibility, to your marketing, to your messaging, and to your mindset so that you unleash greater results with less effort. That's really what an amplifier does, is you're getting better results with less efforts. And I've put together a free 7-day e-course on 7 of the profit amplifiers that I teach in my Amplify Mastermind. And I share this with you because I'd like to be your business coach for free for a week to show you what's possible when you upgrade your thinking, when you upgrade your habits, when you use proven strategies that actually can deliver better results. And when you get this gift at profitamplifiers.com, so it's profitamplifiers.com, you will also get an invitation into my Amplify Your Success community. And I want to invite you to join us there because that's where we do a lot of the specialized trainings and we go a lot deeper into the tips that we talk about here on the podcast. So profitamplifiers.com to get the free 7-day e-course. And if you can't quite figure out how to spell that, that's okay. It's on the show notes. Now, let me talk a little bit about scarcity mindset. And what does that mean? So we all have different programs that we run. Think of it like a computer program. And how your program works is defined by and influenced by your childhood experiences, the way you grew up. It's heavily impacted by any major challenges or obstacles or painful experiences you had. And those are those moments where you go, ooh, ouch, I don't want to do that again. Or that didn't feel good growing up. I don't ever want to recreate that, right? Like we make these decisions along the way, and this is just human nature, consciously or unconsciously, that end up they become like a filtering system that channel our particular view of what's possible. And, you know, I've studied this for probably close to 30 years now, and I had a lot of scarcity thinking to overcome. in my own programming, because as an entrepreneur, we cannot afford to lead with limitation. We have to lead with expansive thinking. We have to lead with seeing opportunity. And so this is the work we all have to do. And what I found really beneficial in my own journey was if I could, in the inner realm, in my mind, change the way I thought about something, nothing else had to change, but I would feel better. I would have more energy, I would have less resistance, and opportunities would reveal themselves faster. And literally the only thing that changed was the way I would look at something. And it goes back to this old, you've probably at some point in your journey had someone do a training where they showed the picture of the old woman. And depending on how you looked at that shadow, that the black outline with all the little lines in it, you either saw a young, beautiful woman or you saw an old woman with a cloak on. And that's the way mindset works. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about scarcity mindset is because right now in our world, and I think anytime we have challenges, whatever those challenges are, our mindset is our single greatest asset. And if you are plugged into possibility and opportunity, your mindset delivers opportunity where other people see only challenges and get into fear and they limit themselves and they don't take action. And that's what shuts businesses down. That's what causes cash flow problems. And so I know there's a lot of people that do the work, but there seems to be these four places that are clues that there's still some scarcity thinking lurking in a blind spot. And scarcity thinking is when you tend to see lack and limitation before you see opportunity. Doesn't mean you don't get to opportunity. It means you lead with that scarcity thinking. And scarcity thinking causes you to live a bit in your shadow. And your shadow energy is when you do things that maybe you're not proud of, or there's a lot of fear, and you tend to hold yourself back. Because your these fears are actually ruling your decision-making. And the first one I want to talk about, there's four I want to talk about, although I may always have another one pop up as I get into this. The first one I want to talk about is being convinced that your prospects can't afford you. Now, this one's really up for a lot of people right now because we are in a very turbulent and challenging time. And I want to be really clear that there are impacts to our economy right now. But what I know, without a shadow of a doubt, is that we actually have people who have money. And we actually have people in our world right now and at all times who have an extraordinary amount of money. But when fear is high, resourcefulness is low. And people tend to see limits instead of expansive opportunity. Now, the reason I bring this up is I've been coaching a lot of people and being in conversations with peers where they're saying people aren't spending money, nobody's buying anything right now, and this fear mindset really was becoming very debilitating. And I said straight out, I'm not having that experience. Yes, there are people who are choosing not to invest, but it's not because they can't. It's because they're not seeing the opportunity as a strong opportunity that needs to be done now. And here's the little secret behind selling and marketing is that unconsciously, your prospect, the person who you're having a conversation with, even when you know without a shadow of a doubt you can help them, if deep down inside you believe that people can't afford things right now, that energy carries the conversation. And what ends up happening is you tend to sabotage the sale. You tend to sabotage the marketing instead of really like digging in and going, what's the bridge between my offer and what I know I can do to help people and the most relevant thing in their mind. If you refer back to the podcast episode on the ROCKS method is critical right now. So when you look at why you're having the experience that people aren't buying from you, it's very rarely that people just aren't spending money. It's that you haven't created an environment where their belief that they need what you sell is high enough for them to get past their fear threshold. And that's our job as salespeople. So if we're walking around with this filtering system, and maybe it's a reflection of our own experience right now that things have dried up and the fear is high, well, you can take one of two paths. You can shrink and constrict and continue to pull back, which means 6 months from now, you're going to be in a really bad place. Or you can figure out what's missing. You can get past the fear and double down and say, you know what, I'm going to take this time to figure out what's broken, what am I missing, and improve my process, really master holding space for someone to make the right decision for them and not let my own junk get in the way. I have seen people who were making $50,000, $40,000 a month have it all go away, and they still held the space of prosperity and said, I'm not changing a thing, I'm doubling down. And then like getting very creative and resourceful with offers that completely covered what they needed for the next few months. And I've seen in my own business, I had one client say they just couldn't continue. One out of all the clients I'm working with. And it was actually the right thing to let them go because they just were not able to turn things around. And there was a lot of other things going on. But I had clients who were saying, Melanie, I can't afford not to work with you. But I had 17, you know, trainings disappear overnight. And we work things out. Like I help them be resourceful and come up with ways to bridge their revenue gaps. So what I can tell you is it all starts inside of you. That blind spot, that fear, that scarcity isn't deep inside of you. And if you know that, yes, I am in fear, yes, I'm not being my most resourceful, or I'm projecting my own fear around money onto my prospects right now, that can change in a nanosecond. And it has to start with you believing it's possible to continue to create abundance right now. Okay. And that leads me to the second mindset, which oftentimes these two go hand in hand, is getting overly attached to this has to work. So what I mean by that is I notice that someone's leading with scarcity mindset when they come into my Amplify Mastermind or they come into a program and they say, all right, Melanie, like I've got to make this work. Our coaching has to pay off. Or they say, I want this event to do this event, but it has to work. It has to make me this much money. That is scarcity. And I'll tell you why. I've been in this 20 years now. And one thing I can tell you is we never know if it's going to work, but you do what you believe is the most aligned with your goals, combined with proven strategy that guarantees you will be farther along than if you don't do it. And when you follow that practice, that's one of the things I teach in the Profit Amplifiers, is really like how to find the things that are most aligned. Then what happens is you get farther along. But when you get attached to it has to work, guess what happens? Because you're operating out of fear, I can't afford not to lose, then you are limiting what you will do. And you tend to do the bare minimum to not fail, instead of doing what would really work and going big and bold and really step into that leadership energy. So it's almost like you have to go into things saying like, I'm all in, I'm going to do everything I can to make this work. And I let go of the outcome. I know I'm going to be further along than if I don't do it. And those are the principles inside what I teach in the Own Your Bold Influence Challenge, which is coming up this fall. So stay tuned for that. We'll be announcing more in September when the next one is. But when you play the game of it has to work, then you are in fear. And I'm not saying we ever want to approach business with a, I don't care if anything works. That's not the point here. The point is when you're overly attached to an outcome, I have to make the sale, I have to make this event work, I have to fill this program, it creates tension. It creates fear, it creates stress that clouds your thinking. And literally, it just makes you jumbled and it makes you not perform at your ultimate best. So I recommend you go in with, I'm going to do everything I can, if that means hiring a coach, getting into a mastermind, taking a training, and I'm going to do my very, very best and I'm going to learn as I go. I'm going to learn how to do it better and commit to moving rather than I have to get to the ultimate outcome of success. Now, I should also say one quick thing about being overly attached. That is a sign that you're not operating in enough abundance. So one of the things I teach in my Money DNA Mastery program, which is on demand now, is that you need to start looking at how you can create reserves. So it has to work often means I don't have the money for it not to work. So you're not operating with a cash flow reserve. And this is common in the entrepreneurial world. However, it doesn't have to be this way. And so there's some strategies I teach about how do you create some financial reserves so that you have a certain amount of money that you're willing to invest in trying things rather than trapping yourself in this has to work or everything's going to fall apart. Okay, so that's it has to work. And that leads me to the third scarcity mindset. And it's a cousin to the second one, and that's not willing to take risks. And I caught myself on this one the other day, and I thought, oh, look at this. This is one of the things about having the tools in the toolbox, right? And also surrounding yourself with people who can hold space. Like my mastermind are all high-performing women who are massively abundant. And when I slip into that, they always just kind of give me the look and say, okay, what thinking is creating this limitation for you right now? And what was going on for me is I was given this really extraordinary opportunity in the podcasting industry, and I was weighing it going, you know, so there's a fine line between is this something that I know, you know, is worth putting time and energy into versus that fine line of I'm holding myself back from taking a risk that could actually have a great payoff. And I was on that line and I was leaning into, I don't know if this is a good return on investment. And everybody else was like, this is crazy. This is a great opportunity. And I realized it was just fear. It was that scarcity mindset of I don't have enough team bandwidth to risk putting this into action. And what I realized was that was silly. Because it wasn't going to take a lot of team implementation time to get the benefits. But the benefits far outweighed the risk. And these are the things we've got to look at in our own life. Where are you holding yourself back from taking a risk and you're not willing to lose something to win greatly? Write this down. Where am I not willing to lose a little to win greatly? And this is a mindset shift, and not everyone's able to take it. Like, we have to be willing to lose some things to win greatly. We have to be willing to lose people adoring us. We have to be willing to lose some time. We have to be willing to lose it not working to get to the greater it does work. So I look at this as, are you willing to take appropriate risks to propel yourself forward? Because when you're playing it safe, you're never going to take big leaps. And this is the bold mindset that I teach. And this is a big part of, are you willing to move from being one of many to being the one or at the top of the game where people can actually see you? This is a major visibility strategy, is do things that propel you to the top so people can see you and choose you. So pay attention. Are you at point saying, I'm not willing to lose, fill in the blank, to win greatly? And evaluate it. Is this really true? Like, I just can't lose this. Or is that really fear and scarcity, believing in some way you can't get that back or that the payoff isn't great enough? Okay, so that's where scarcity mindset can often lurk, is it can, you know, fear is very practical. Fear is very logical. It will convince you that you can't afford to lose. But I want to challenge you and say, really, really, really? Like, are you really unable to lose that in order to win greater? I want to get to the last scarcity mindset that lurks in an entrepreneur's blind spot. And really, this can lurk in anyone's blind spot. But I want to talk about how it lurks in our industry, in the world of creating your own reality, in the world of you're out there trying to get your brand and your work out in a bigger way, and that's victim thinking. So victim thinking is tricky, because what happens in victim thinking is we slide into, look how they're treating me, or look how nobody's saying yes to my offer. Oh, look how they're all ganging together and doing this thing and they're leaving me out. Or it's, look at these people I've helped and they're not giving me back my due adoration or gratitude, right? So victim thinking is really scarcity mindset. It's a I'm not enough mindset. It's something's wrong with me, or look at all those people, like they don't appreciate me, or look what they're doing to me. There's a lot of different versions of how it shows up. But here's how I see it playing out, is instead of knowing how great you are, knowing that you're not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine, that's perfect, that's the way we're designed, but that you have to pick your tribe right, and then you have to be willing to navigate that tribe and really show up as a leader, but stay in conversation to understand what they need and want. See, part of the, I want to talk about the part where people go, nobody's buying from me, nobody gets why I'm great, nobody wants to play with me and partner up, right? The reason being is your people in that space, they have decided it has to be their way or no way. And I see this happen a lot. And it shows up a lot for people who are operating from a place of, I'm really unique and special and people just don't get me. Or I have something special that nobody else has. And fine, if nobody wants it, fine, I'll find another place to play. Victim thinking is scarcity. And when you feel that moment, you feel like somebody's doing something to you and you notice you're blaming someone else. That is the linchpin. You are blaming someone. You're blaming your coach. You're blaming your peer group. You're blaming your community. You're blaming a client. You're blaming a friend. You're blaming your spouse, right? Whoever that is. I want you to take a step back and say, is this true or is this my version of the truth? Is there any other version that could be true right now? You know, I've worked with some clients who get really stuck in that. And it is always tied to childhood wounds. It just is. There's something that happened somewhere along the line where they got told they weren't special or that there was something wrong with them. And then they create this whole story that they're not good enough or they're not capable. And then they live that the rest of their lives. And then when it comes to being in business, it starts showing up like nobody gets my offerings. Nobody wants to play with me. Nobody's responding. I'm not getting any invitations to the events, right? I'm not getting invited to podcasts, whatever it is. It's just victim thinking. It's a limitation. And that doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. But what I want to do is give you an invitation to think more proactively and supporting. Give yourself permission to recognize, that's that old part of me that just gets triggered when I'm not invited to the party or I'm not invited to participate. But what could I do to give myself what I need right now? Could I reach out and invite that person into something? Could I create a connection with a different tribe that I feel more aligned with? Could I, if my business coach just doesn't get me, could I hire a business coach that does? Right? Like shift the game. Be in your power. Be willing to create your reality and take responsibility for the part of you that views the situation through victim thinking. Now, victim thinking really permeates through everything and it will impact your cash flow. It will impact your credibility and it will hold you back from getting invited into the party because there's just a weird energy that people pick up on. And sometimes it's like you come across as if you are entitled. And sometimes it comes across like wounded, like, oh, woe is me. Nobody ever includes me, right? So really, really explore what is up for you around the victim thinking. And if you want, you can go back in time and really clear out that part of you and become aware of it so that when you're in the future and it kicks in, you don't have to react. You can go, oh yeah, that's that part of me that always got picked last in the sports and PE, or that was the part of me that always felt left out in my friend group. But that's not my truth now. You know, when I'm surrounded by my tribe, we co-create fun things together, right? Like, you've got to create the story that needs to be true now. And really, really pay attention when you get triggered by other people and you're blaming them for something or you're feeling like they're doing something to you. Really clear that one, because it doesn't serve anyone and it mostly limits you. So those are four scarcity mindsets that I see that lurk around in our blind spots. And I shared with you one that came up for me recently. I would love to know, is there something that you've been noticing that's up for you in your scarcity mindset? Like, are you seeing where you're believing that nobody can afford you right now, or you're getting a lot of no's? Are you getting overly attached to it has to work? Are you finding that you're not moving projects or ideas or strategies forward because you're afraid to take the risk and you're riding on that line? Or maybe you keep sliding in and out of blame and feeling disconnected from other people and you've slid into a little victim thinking. We're going to talk about it in the Upfire Success community. And just know you're not alone. Everybody slides in and out. It's what you do when you go there that counts. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.